From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Prosecutors in Tulsa, Oklahoma have charged a white police officer who fatally shot an unarmed black man on a city street with first-degree manslaughter. The charge comes less than a week after Officer Betty Shelby shot and killed 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher on September 16th. Meanwhile, North Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency in the city of Charlotte as protesters rallied for a second night on Wednesday in response to the police killing of an African-American man there.
Charlotte police say 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was spotted getting out of a car with a gun Tuesday at an apartment complex. The officer fired after Scott ignored warnings to drop the gun, but Scott's family say he was instead carrying a book. Police body cameras captured the shooting. Protesters are calling for the video to be made public.
Why don't you tell the police chief to release the videotape? They're killing and shooting us. Huh? They're shooting us. Where's the police? Where's the video? You got a brother lying in the street dead. Where's the damn video at?
The case is the latest in a long string of police shootings that highlight the use of force by officers, particularly against African Americans. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A new Associated Press GFK poll finds that Hillary Clinton's recent stumble didn't have quite the impact that Trump and his supporters wanted. Instead, it's Trump who's viewed as most disconnected and disrespectful. 60% of registered voters say he doesn't respect ordinary Americans, according to the poll. That's far more than the 48% who say the same about Clinton. Trump supporters had begun showing up at his rallies with shirts and signs riffing on the word deplorable. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 98 points. The S&P 500 rose 14. The NASDAQ composite up 44. This is N.